Welcome to the Artist Academy podcast, a place where we focus on the business side of art to help you attract more customers, increase profits, and ultimately live a life of creativity and financial freedom. I'm your host, Andrea Earhart, and this week's interview is all about how to get started muraling for schools. It's a student spotlight with Samantha Brown. So this is a coaching call that I do sometimes with my Artist Academy members, and we hop on and they ask me specific questions about their specific business and exactly where they are so I can tell them the next few steps to take. It helps eliminate a lot of confusion around what do I do? Do I chase shiny objects here? Do I do that? What do I leave on the table? What do I put on my to-do list for later? And what do I do right now? And my favorite question to get from students is, how do I get mural jobs? Because oh boy, do I have some advice for that. That is my specialty. And luckily, Samantha asked just that. So she's just getting started in her mural journey, having only painted a few murals in her own home as a trial run, which is a great start, right? So she knows who her target audience is, which is schools. So we start and we basically make a plan to start getting inside of those schools to get those conversations started. And so, for example, like step one is have mural photos to showcase. Step two is pitch options to schools, you know, just to get in there. And then three is to use that credibility of having already painted for schools to get into more schools. So listen to hear all of the details within that, not just the bullet points of exactly how I'm telling her to get started. And hopefully you can use this too, but listen to hear all the tips of how to get started pitching, even with little examples on your resume. Samantha, she's a member of our academy group, and she's just starting her art journey. I read in the notes, and you have questions for me, and I have hopefully answers for you and a way to guide you through these tough first parts.
Hopefully. I don't think they're like super specific questions.
Yeah.
More just like, what direction should I be going in? But yeah, I'm very new to, I don't know, just launching this and like fully diving into it. So I'm taking all just like mentorship and guidance that I can get.
You're so smart to do that. Yeah, I know. I love talking about this, especially when people don't exactly know what they want. Even my friends, when they're like thinking of a career change, I'm like, oh, let's sit down and talk about it.
Yeah. I've been in the process of a career change for 4 years. And so to finally realize what it is that I want to do, and like, I'm so excited about it. And so like, I just want to do it. Like, I just want to make it happen now. I'm finally like, I know what it is.
What is it? What's the thing? So, you know, you want to do art, but do you specifically
mural art?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're the person to talk to.
People come on and they're like, yeah, I kind of want to do, I don't know, other things. I'm like, okay, I can help you with murals. I'm like, let's do this.
Yeah. No, that is 100% like what I want to do. It makes me so happy to be doing it. I just, yeah, I want to make it happen.
Yeah. So have you painted a mural yet?
Yes. I painted my first one 3 or 4 years ago in my son's room. It was like mountain scene with forest and starry night sky. I've wanted to paint a mural in a room since I was a kid. But we'd always rented growing up. So it was just like not an option, at least in my parents' mind. You don't do something like that in a home that you rent. And so it was a big dream of mine to own a home one day. And then we finally bought our first home 3 or 4 years ago. And like the first thing I did was paint a mural, because that's what I've always wanted to do. And it honestly just went from there. Like once I did one, I was like, I can't stop.
Now, how old is your son? Did he collaborate with you? Did he weigh in on the color?
No, at the time he was one. So I was doing it like I was napping him in another room and I did it while he slept. Like it was very much little bits at a time. So no, he was very little then. We've moved recently. He's 5 now. When we moved houses, he actually had a request. He wants an ocean room now. So it is like a full 4-wall. It is like an ongoing project. He has requested like 32 different ocean animals as part of this. So that's like an ongoing thing, which has been really cool because I'm honestly using it as just practice, different methods, different art styles. Like, he's five. He doesn't care if this one is super like realistic and this one is super like color blocky. So I'm using it for my own practice. And he's just happy that there's a bunch of different animals up there. So.
Oh, I bet. That's so cool. Yeah. My son, who is one, has a mural in his room that he's never slept in. He still sleeps in our room. And I'm just like, you're going to love it one day.
Like someday you're going to go in there and you're going to love it.
Yeah. Okay. So how many murals have you done, and have you done paid ones? Well, what's your experience so far?
No, they've all been in my own home so far. I've done four now, two for my son, one for my daughter, and one in my bath. No. And one in my bathroom, and then another one that was in our office in our old home. Five.
Okay. Are you wanting to do like kids' rooms, or do you want to do all murals, or do you want to do any specific?
Like all murals. I have like big dreams of working with the school boards and municipalities and communities. I would love to do large scale murals and exterior ones too. So I guess wondering like, how do I branch out into that area as well? That's where I'm like, do I just go in and introduce myself and pitch myself? I don't know. Do I have examples of things that I want to do already done to present to them? Or I don't know.
Yeah. So you having a couple murals under your belt, because that's the first start. But so we're going to take those images and use them to promote you in pitches too. So actually, as you were talking, I was thinking, just an idea popped in my head that I haven't done, but I've been asked to do. And I was like, I'm too busy, but I should have done this in the beginning if I knew I wanted to get into schools. So schools are always wanting people to come in and show the students something cool to present and whatnot. So I used to go in like my old school and present like a little drawing or whatever, but what I should have done and what you could do is you could email all these different schools and say, hey, I'm a beginner muralist, or I'm a new artist, a new local artist, or a new artist in the local area, something like that. Yeah. So I wouldn't say beginner. I would be like, I'm a new artist in the local area. Okay. And I have a passion for sharing my talents with others, and or something like that. Like, why should you want to go in a school and present? That's what we're getting here. So I think this would be a really good in for schools if you just took, I mean, not even an hour that you go in and present, and maybe offer to do some kind of like activity with the school, some kind of something. You could simply, like, layer one would be, you could simply just go in and talk to the kids about what you do. And because you've done a couple now, you're not like super, super advanced in this yet, but it's okay. Like, you've still done a couple of these and you still know certain things. And really, you not being super, super advanced with it might help this, you to just, when you present to these schools, share the basics with them, because they're really only going to want to know, how do you start this? Like, how do you put it on a wall? Like, they don't really want to know like the big stuff yet. But the goal for this is to make a relationship with the schools, and in whatever way could maybe be useful for them. So you could do, and I have a whole, I can forward you my pitching, like my school pitch that I sent out last year. So I'll just email it to you. I'll forward it. I don't think I put it in the academy quite yet, but I need to. It's been on my to-do list. So I'll do that as well. But right after this, I'll email you.
Okay.
And show you exactly what I said to the schools, like what I sent to them. And I put like a packet together just showing, hey, my name's Adria. I'm a local artist. I have a passion for this, blah, 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 like, because I do. And because I was going to be a teacher. And yeah, so just showcasing what you have. And then I pitched to do murals. So you could pitch to do the mural, or you could just pitch to come in and talk to the students. And because what we want to happen is, while you're there, talking with the teachers, talking with the principal, and maybe they'll come and show you around and be like, thanks so much for educating us. I have this wall over here that we want our logo on, or I have this wall over here that we would like an inspirational quote on. Or as you're walking through, be like, hey, this wall's blank. Do you want some help with that? Like, just getting in. And yeah, once you do a couple schools and you have a logo, so like a big tiger mascot or whatever to show, it'll be a lot easier to then pitch for murals to be painted. So we just want to get a couple schools under our belt, even just one, where you have something. And that'd be like, that way when you're pitching, so that's what I did in my pitch. Yeah. I said, hey, I did a mural for the local Republic Elementary. I really enjoyed it. This is what I did. I'd like to do one for yours. It just makes that credibility. So we just need to get into one school. And if it means you have to go and present and talk to kids for a second, whatever.
My kids' school, we're four houses up from the school. I'm on the SEC. I know
Perfect.
Some of the teachers already. I know the principals. They're going to be my first go-to. Like, I have a bit of a relationship already with them. So they're going to be my first one. And I'm hoping that they'll kind of be my in for the rest of the schools in the district. When you're like going in and volunteering, and not volunteering, but you're saying, I want to do this for you. And it's the first one you've ever done. This may be a really dumb question, but are you asking for money for that? Or are you donating your time because you're like portfolio?
You could do any of that. Usually what I do is I try to gauge their interest level. And if they're really interested, then I know that they'll pay for it. I don't know how much, but what I'll do is I'll just start at the top. Be like, I normally charge the standard rate, quote, like that, like the standard mural rate of $20 per square foot or 25 or whatever, kind of depends on where you live. And just say that and be like, so for this 10 by 10 foot wall, this would be about $2,000. Do you have that in your budget? And they'll be like, you can read them in person, right? Oh gosh, no, that's, we thought this was for free. Okay, I can do this. You know, do you have anything right now? Oh, we might be able to pay for supplies. Okay, yeah, that's fine. This is one of my first ones. If you can pay for supplies, that'd be great. Maybe like, you could also maybe help me. We could share this on your newsletter. And they'll be like, oh yeah. So just starting that conversation of, I don't mind. You could also say, you know, this is my kid's school. So I don't mind volunteering here. This is something that I think that they, and you could also say, we could have the kids help and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's definitely something that I want to lean into, is that the interactive part of it with the kids and getting them involved in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. And there's a local muralist here, Jeremiah, and we were talking, and he volunteered at his son's school, and he did some wings, and he really worked to get in there. And then while he was there, he's such a hustler. He was like, hey, I could do a presentation too. And because they usually have an art budget, and then they have a budget for people to come in and present. And that's typically, I think he got an extra, I want to say $200 or $400. I can't remember exactly what it was. It wasn't a ton, but it was enough to be like, okay, great. So he like hustled it. You can get paid for these presentations too, but I'd say like maybe offer the first couple ones for free. That way you know what you're doing, and the kids aren't going to care. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, you're, especially elementary. Like I went to go do high school and stuff, and they're just like, they just stare at me, and there's one, and I'm so passionate. I'm like, and then I did that, and you can make money with this. And they're like, okay. And then there's one person in the class that doodles, and it's like, who's put down their pencil and stopped doodling to pay attention. They're like, hey, great. Like one person. I'm like, okay, you, I'm here for you today.
I know, I struggle relating to teenagers, even in like my previous job. I struggled to connect with the teenagers, because there's just like a, everyone was a teenager. There was a certain, I don't care about this, that it's hard to break through.
For sure. So, okay. Yeah. So that's a good one for the set. We'll just start there. And then as soon as you have a couple under your belt, then you can really start sending the cold email pitches and following up and that. But just, we'll just kind of work one at a time.
Okay. I had another thought that I don't think I've seen done anywhere. And I wanted to like just see what you thought of it. So, you know how like, tattoo artists have like flash sales. It's designs that they came up with, and it's like a flat rate. They just want to get like this, their artwork out on something. And so they have like flash sale pieces. Or yeah. Is that something that's done? Or do you think that that could be successful in just like building a client base? Or
yeah, for sure. Yeah, we did for our 31-day challenge for muralists who were like, you don't want to work on canvas. You're like, I don't want to do 31 paintings. No, I was like, okay, do 31 mural mockups. And we had somebody do that here recently. And she made 31 mockups, and she got, I know, 3 or 4 leads from that. So it's like ones that she would want to do, put on a bedroom wall, put on an office wall, like whatnot. And so she did those. And then I think she got one job from those. So just to give you the numbers. But yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Okay. That was something that I was even considering, like having a separate section on my website for, under a flash art title or flash sale title or something that people could just go in and there's little or minimal or no edits to it. Like it is what it is. It's not custom, but it's more of like a flat rate. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You could have one. Like I created when I was doing street art around here and trying to get my name out, I would go search Google and I'd create little mock-ups for different street art pieces, like balloons that you'd carry and stuff, like just little like interactive stuff. And I made several of them and I was like, I just need to find a wall for this. And I would pitch it to different places. And yeah, I was like, I want to do this idea. I actually have one right now of a balloon wall kind of a thing, but not in the way that it's usually seen. It's like a really a color anyway. And I have that and I'm like, I will give a big discount to anybody. And so that's a really good idea for my own. So you're helping me brainstorm as well. I need to put that out there. Actually, I'm just going to post that to Springfield, the Springfield pages and just or something and be like, I want to paint this mural locally. Who has a wall? And then maybe we'll just get started from there. So what I would do here, so I will do this right along with you. Are you in the mom groups on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Loser. Like, have you posted the murals in there yet?
Not yet, actually. I should. Yeah. I haven't done it like under like my business. I did it a few months ago, just personally. Hey, I like to do this. It got a lot of interest then, but no one actually really like contacted me about it. So I think I have to do it again now that I've established an actual like business and I have my business page and everything. I'll put it back out there again.
Yeah. So whenever I do it, I just put it on. Yeah. I just use my personal page and I just make it as nonchalant. Like I'm not pitching you. Like I'm not, I'm like, had so much fun painting this today. Boom. Yeah. The simplest. I had one that was just a rainbow and I just lightened it so much. It was just a really pretty photo. I put it on there and every girl mom was like, I need that rainbow in my girls thing. It was like, some don't hit. And then some I get 5 messages from. So it depends, but I just put everyone in there. But going back to, so like the other Facebook groups, like I have a local group, it's called Springfield, Missouri or Love Springfield or something. I love Springfield, Missouri. Something like that. And so that's where I would go. I would go post this mural mock-up in there and say, I need to find a wall. Hi, I'm Andrea. I'm a local muralist. And I would add some credibility to mine, which you can do in the future. And so like whenever if there's any school pages or something, or what if there's like homeschool groups in your area, like Facebook groups or so? Can you get into those? I don't know.
I don't know about that, but there are a lot of Montessori schools, like in private schools. And they're going to have bigger budgets for things like that. So they wouldn't be like Facebook or like another niche that I could go to.
Yeah, I pitched to my son's daycare and while they were building it, they built a new one and they were like, okay, no thanks. Like basically, but then as soon as I dropped him off, I realized those types of environments, he's been like a Montessori daycare type thing. That's very black and white in there. They are very modern, minimalistic. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I got you. You never know.
Yeah, that's true. Never know. At least like the private schools are not necessarily Montessori, but there are a lot of private schools in this area. You never know. I can try it out. But yeah, the local like community groups on Facebook, like we have our like Oshawa and Town of Whitby community groups. I'll put on there too.
Yeah, yeah, any kind of mock-up. And also sidewalk murals are a big one. So when you go into these schools, I've painted a lot of sidewalk murals. If they have a cougar as a mascot, you do cougar prints on the sidewalk and you actually use a paint stain for that. Live and learn. I've lived and learned on that. There's a floor paint that's really good. It's called Command by Benjamin Moore. And it's a floor paint. It's really good. But on concrete, nothing holds up like a paint stain. And Sherwin-Williams has a particular paint stain product for that. And it's expensive and it only comes in a gallon. But so if you could use minimal colors on it, but yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I had not even considered sidewalk murals. Like I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, yeah. I've done one where they're paw prints. I've done just inspirational stuff. Be the best you can be or something like that. Like, schools love that bit.
Okay, cool. Awesome. It's given me a lot of really good ideas. So I'm like madly taking notes while.
Yeah, school projects are so fun. Like you get to work around the kids and especially like I tell them.
Well, and they get to be colorful and like no limits to it.
Yeah. And another thing I typically run into on the question when you're talking to people, they're like, hey, can you come in after hours so you're not in with the kids or blah, blah, blah. I always tell them no, or very not bluntly, but I'll just be like, actually, I don't take up very much space to do this. I can make sure there's no paint on the floor so no kid can come by and just get it. And the kids love to see something being made. So if you do get hired to do a mural, you like, and just the kids can help. And yeah, if they say, can you work after hours? I just say no. Almost in every single business, I say no. Unless it's like a spray paint that needs to be done. I just did this logo for a dog park and they were trying to get it like before opening and I just couldn't get there. And so I was like, I could actually come during your opening and I could live paint your logo while your people are coming in. And they're like, I don't know, there's gonna be dogs everywhere. I was like, I'll just make sure there's no paint on the ground. And yeah, and it just ended up working like that. And it can be like an allure, not just a nuisance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the people love to see that things are being hand painted in businesses specifically, because everything is vinyl and just stickers stuck on the wall. And it's people just to see the store making itself better.
Yeah. That's really cool. I'm not at the point that I would feel confident to do live painting, but definitely someday that's a goal.
I feel like I started off not even knowing like live painting, because I would work on construction sites and all the construction workers around would be like, they would just comment on it all the time. What are you doing? Have you done other stuff? What's the process? How long is this going to take? I'm like, and even when something looks messed up, like they can't. Sometimes I had one person, I got down for lunch and they're like, what is that?
Don't say that. No. It's bad when my husband comes in and says that. I'm like, stop. It's not done.
I'm like, look away. Stop, sir. Don't you know? Yeah. But in general, people are like, that's really cool that you can do that. Can't wait to see it finished. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, another thing. So I actually was invited to a craft show in April. It's at a pub. And so they just invited me to come and have a table there and talk about what I'm doing. Like, I don't know. Is there any like tips or strategies?
So it's a craft show. So they're wanting you to come talk or just have a booth or?
To get clients?
Yeah. So I would have, so visual is the main thing. And so have photos of completed walls and then maybe... I would definitely have something to where you can capture their information. And so I would maybe put a bowl out front and it says, win a free kids room mural or win a free mural or something. And if you have people enter it, and that way you can get, and it's going to be like annoying to follow up and all the things. But, and then what you do with everybody entered is you draw a winner. So what I like to do is I put name, contact, and then what kind of mural would you want? That way, when you're drawing a winner, you can decide what you want to do. So if you need a logo that you're wanting to put on your, you're wanting to try out a logo so that you can like use that as an example to paint other logos, basically. And so if somebody's, I need a logo painted, it'd be like, great, you're the winner. And so I usually limit it to, and like you can put in fine print too, limited to the equivalent of $15 per square foot, something small, basically something that's going to take you one day, because free work isn't fun after one day. Having to come back and do more, you're like, I'm over this. For me anyway, especially for somebody else, it's not something you want to do. And yeah, I would do that. And then everybody who doesn't win, contact them and say, thank you so much for entering. This is, say, remind them who you are, thank them for entering, and then say, I'm running a flash sale of 30% off, something like a good number, like 30, 40% off, something like that, something like hefty, not just like 10% or 15%, and be like off of my standard mural rate of $25 per square foot or $30 per square foot, like up that square foot there. So that when you take 30% off, it's you're still getting a decent amount. And would you like to take advantage of this deal? Basically say something in like, offer needs to be booked by Monday or the first of the month or whatever. So give them also a window of, we need to book this in the next week. So it gives them urgency and incentive and all that stuff. But yeah, that's definitely, and also just include a lot of visuals. This is what I can do, kind of a thing.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. And it's fine if, so I have, five murals or so under my belt, but is it also like, fine if I have like art on canvas there to just showcase what else I can do.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's definitely encouraged. Yeah. Cause like just having pictures of stuff, it doesn't have the same effect. Everybody else is going
to
have.
Okay. So I wanted to make sure, but I wanted to make sure it wouldn't be like confusing or anything.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Artists, I realize like us artists, we want to niche down and we want to be known for one thing. And I've known one artist who like for their window painting, they did it one account. And then for their illustrations, they did a whole different account. And I'm like, no, like we're all artists. It's all art in one. Like I even put my family stuff in the same one and my coaching stuff in the same one. And if you're not interested, you just blow by it. Like it doesn't, like as I do podcasts, I do murals, I do canvases, I do all the things in one and on one Instagram account. So yeah, you could do anything that's paint, especially.
Okay. That is why, when I was coming up with the name for my business, I did want to keep it like open to just, I didn't want to automatically limit myself to the name of it to just one form of.
For sure. Yeah. That's so smart to think about too, because even so you're like, I started my business before I was married and then I got married and then I had to change it. And I was like, or I did change it, but it's just, and it gets just a little confusing. But even like, there's one artist that I keep up with, Sarah Ocean Artist. Yeah. She's in Canada and she does a lot of ocean animals, but now she does other land animals too. And she has that dilemma now of should I change it? Should I stay the same? Should I like, and so yeah, it is something to think about. There is definitely perks in narrowing, niching down.
Yeah. I wanted to like be able to leave myself open to other options and opportunity. I've done like some graphic design before and I want to get into, I don't know, digital art. So I was like, I have, as much as I have finally found what it is that I want to do as like my career, there are still other things that I want to like explore. So I was like, I just want to leave it open. Yeah. I guess the other one thing that I was just curious about is not really like specific to right now, just a general curiosity, but on your pricing guide, I really liked how you had it, like what you priced out as a beginner and then like intermediary and then like advanced. I thought that was really helpful as opposed to just one flat. This is what you charge. How did you like when you were ready to like go to the next step in pricing?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I've been going over my pricing guide here lately because, and I was a little like hesitant to even keep that on there. So I'm glad you thought that was helpful because that's really just mirrors my journey as an artist and what I've charged. So I was like hesitant to keep that on there.
No, I found it really valuable. I felt like, I feel like it really did value the different stages of like what someone's at in their growth and their skills.
Okay, great. Yeah, but also don't be afraid to charge more. If you're like not at that high level, but you want to get paid that and people are saying yes, like you definitely can. That's really the reason that I want it. Because I know some more beginner artists who are in their like second year that are getting that year 10 salary. And I'm like, oh, should I? So maybe I just need to make a disclaimer. Okay, but so for me personally, you're never really 100% ready. And every time you raise your price, you're always, hope this goes okay. If the question is in the back of your head, then you should do it. And so if you're questioning it, I think is the time. Not if the thought is there. Yeah. If you're never going to be like, oh, I need to raise my prices for sure. And everybody's going to be okay with it. And everybody's going to pay this new higher mark. That never happens. So whenever you start to question it, also whenever I started to get booked out. So if you want to talk about like numbers in that way, when I was booked out for a month or 2 months or 3 months or whatever you feel like is a long time, I was like, okay, I need to raise my price, especially when I was booked out 3 months. I was like, I definitely need to raise my prices because it's just getting to be a lot.
You're obviously in a demand then and you can match that.
Yeah. And now it's changed to where I've raised it so much that I outpriced a lot of the things. And I'm booked out for about a month, but which it used to be like 3 to 6 months. Like it was crazy, but now it's just a month, but I'm making a lot more. So it's just such a weird balance that you have to find. Yeah.
How are you finding? So, I mean, I know a lot of it is like what we've talked about is going out and like networking and building, meeting people and connecting. But are there other ways to go and seek out or I guess get your name out there?
Yeah. So Thumbtack, are you?
Oh
gosh. That is the best thing ever for muralists.
Okay.
It's more, I'd say maybe when you have a couple murals under your belt, so you can showcase just a few more. So get a few more and then jump on there because it's not really like a beginner.
Okay.
And but it's more of you're just starting out. So Thumbtack, you get on there, you make a profile. There's actually a full section about Thumbtack here in the Academy and with tips on how to do everything with it. And from people, from not just me, but Rich Marks, who's a full-time artist that is, he's been doing it longer than me. And he uses Thumbtack to get some big jobs. And he just shows what he does to get those jobs, because you have to pay for leads. And it's annoying because you're going to not get a couple leads and you're going to be like, what the heck? I just spent $100 on this thing. Where is it? But every once in a while, I get a big job that makes it worth it. You just have to be fast on replying. If you see it on your inbox in 5 minutes, like, great. So sometimes I don't reply till the end of the day and it ends up working out, but it's like speed and then just communicating with the customer ASAP. It's really big. But yeah, Thumbtack. Also, I just got on bookanartist.com. So Book an Artist. Are you on that one?
I just discovered that one too. Yeah. But I hadn't looked into it much yet. I just discovered it this morning.
I've gotten several leads on it. That one's really nice because I don't have to pay for leads. You just have to pay on the platform. They take 20%, which is a lot. And it's yeah, especially because I was working on like a $10,000 mural with one customer. So they were taking $2,000 of that. And I was like, it never went through. I haven't actually had one go through, but I've had several leads that could have. And so I have high hopes for that platform. That one also, I've heard of several people getting good leads from Nextdoor, the app Nextdoor. It's not even meant for that. It's just a community way, like people meet people in the community. So this one great artist here in the Academy, Ashley Cassens, she had a beautiful mural that she did on a fence. So very like neighborly, like a fence. It was like flowers and maybe a hummingbird and whatnot. And she's, I just did this in my neighborhood and everybody loved it. And it got shared and liked. And she got a few jobs off of that. So it's wherever it fits. So something like that would fit really well on the Nextdoor app. And so probably kids' rooms too. So something like that, any kind of like neighborhood fun things. So I go on LinkedIn and that's where businesses are. And so anytime I do something for a local business, I shout the local business out on LinkedIn. And anytime I do something for the community too. So like my Greetings from Springfield mural, LinkedIn loves that. So that would also be a good one for Nextdoor too. But I signed up for Nextdoor and I got a bunch of emails and stuff. And I was like, I don't know about this, but I know it works. The other people say it works. Yeah. LinkedIn is a good one if you want to do with businesses. This might be overload for right now. So maybe just put LinkedIn on your to-do list.
That's okay. Yeah. I'll take it all in and then figure out what to apply now and what makes sense for later. That was really like all the questions that I had. Oh, I guess because the website that I made has the option for like people signing up for a newsletter or a subscription or like an email list.
I'd say no. If you want to do murals, I don't have an email list for murals and I do just fine. And really, I paint for businesses and I don't think they want my like, hey, this is what's new in my world this month. That's a big perk on being a muralist is you don't necessarily need an email list like that. Where you would have an email list for sure is if you're selling a product like prints. And I do that at the end of the year and I just put it out to my email list and those like prints sell via email. That's how you do that. But yeah, don't even worry about it.
Okay, cool. Great. I will not worry about that then.
Yeah, for sure. Just some way to like connect with people, like whenever you are doing your drawing for the free mural or whatnot, just maybe if you wanted to create, if you're the organized type and want to create a list of follow-ups and a list of people to reach out to and whatnot, like schools. My virtual assistant does this for me. Actually, she reaches out. I'm like, okay, let's reach out to these schools. And then the ones that don't reply, let's create a list of it. And then we'll reach back out to those. And yeah.
I like that idea. I want to be the organized type. So
yeah, I think artists and organization are just two like opposites anyway. Like we're just creative and we're messy and we're just
maybe I'll get there someday.
Yeah.
Don't overlap. There's no Venn diagram for but yeah, no, I definitely if going self-employed, there has to be some level of organization. So I have to find something that works.
Cool. Do you have any more questions? No? Awesome. Cool. Well, yeah, I will definitely air this one on the podcast. You were great. This went really great. And also I didn't get to like stuffed up. So I'd be like, I don't know, because we're talking about murals. Like when people ask me questions about getting into galleries and I'm like, yeah, do that.
Great question. Yeah. Let me know how it goes.
Anyway. Okay. Yeah. Well, have a great rest of your today. And let me know if you have any questions too. Feel free to post it in the Facebook group. And so there's a bunch of artists in there who have already been through exactly where you're going through, and they can also give input on like things. So it's not just me in there. And yeah.
No, this is really great. If anything, just to like, even just like, I don't know, it's boost confidence.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. No, you can definitely do this. It's just so tough in the beginning because it's so many people say no, and then like, they just don't take you seriously. And it's just know, like, same thing happened to me, like trying to get murals happening in Springfield, Missouri. Everybody thought that I was trying to put graffiti up on the wall because they were like, you're doing what? Like they just didn't see it anywhere. And I'm like, and then as soon as it started getting rolling, yeah, things just got easier. And now I don't do any outreach at all. People just come to me and it is so great. And you'll get to that point too.
There was literally, I don't know if we have time for this, but quick story, like on Facebook yesterday, in one of those community pages for my town, one of the counselors posted that under the bridges, there was a bunch of graffiti and the town was really quick to just paint over it and cover it up. And I was like, has council ever considered painting murals in these spaces? Yes, there's nothing stopping them from vandalizing it too, but it's more of a deterrent and it'll be beautiful. And they replied back right away, something about, we're not going to give business to the vandalists and graffitiists, and that's not art. And I was like, that's not what I was saying. Well, I'm going to work on them. I'm going to pitch them hard.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Those are the perspective shift.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I always think that the projects in the back of my head, ooh, maybe I could pitch that balloon idea to my local paint store. Actually, that's a good one. Anyway, I was like, I have all these ideas in my head for going to the local parks. Anytime we go on a trail run and it's like underneath the bridges, I'm like, oh, this could be a really cool mural. And I'm like, I don't have time. Or I'm not making time. So much fun ideas, so little time. Thank you for everything too. And I will keep following along with your journey. And I wish you all the best. You're going to do great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Artist Academy podcast. I've been putting out at least one episode per week for more than 4 years on this podcast. And it's really cool to see those download numbers go up and up as time goes on. And that's because artists like you listen and share these episodes. So really, when I say thank you, I mean it. It's really cool to see progress along the way. And anyway, if you like this type of art and business content, then I highly encourage you to get the audio version of my book, Mural Money, with over 15 hours of listening inspiration. I'm currently running a special of just $17 for the audio version. You can go to muralmoney.com to find it. And that comes with a bunch of extras like my art supply list, my pricing guide, recommended book and podcast list, and so much more. I filled that book with tips from my art journey of building a profitable mural career. Plus, I've included the best of the best advice from guests I've interviewed on this podcast. It's the most affordable all-in-one book of advice on art and business that I have. And if you enjoy listening to me here, then I know you'll like the book too, because I read it myself, all 15 hours of it. The book is available on Amazon and Audible normally for $25, but if you go to muralmoney.com, that is where you can grab the special $17 deal while it lasts. If you haven't listened to my book yet, this is your sign to do it. Again, normally $25, I'm running a special for $17, but you have to go to muralmoney.com. That's where you can grab the audio version of it. And that's all I have for you today. So I will see you next week for another episode of the Artist Academy podcast.